Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, October 4th, and today is National Taco Day.
It's Taco Tuesday!
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Mall of Georgia Dodge Jeep Chrysler. A teen was found dead at a Lawrenceville basketball court. A fire displaced a Decula family. And we learned about how Pella Windows and Doors is serving people in Georgia. We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
We sat down with Lauren Livesay and Colin Cappy, second-generation employees at Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to talk about their great customers both here in Gwinnett and across the country.
Well, one of my neighbors bought all his cars from us, and when I see him in the morning, I give him a good wave, and I'm very thankful for that. And he continues to want to purchase vehicles from us because of the good experiences he's had.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave. And we have some that are just loyal customers that have been with us for 28, 29 years. But then we have the ones, we have a very big online presence. We've been getting a lot of product, and we've been shipping them out all over the United States.
Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Go see them on the lot at 4345 Buford Drive in Buford, or go online and find them at mallofgeorgiachryslerdodgejeep.com.
It's the 2022 Cumming Country Fair and Festival, October 6th through 16th, presented by Northside Hospital Forsyth, where family and friends gather for fair nights under Midway lights, for finger-licking food, heart-stopping and hair-raising rides, and never-to-be-forgotten concerts and ground acts. The Kennan Heating and Air Conditioning Concert Series starts off October 7th with Sawyer Brown.
I yielded and asked if you would like a ride. When we pull out of your yard, I'm bawling.
Then on October 11th, Tyler Farr.
Rain my headlights into your bedroom windows. Throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows.
And October 13th, country legend Joe Nichols.
Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville.
All concerts free with fair admission. And make sure you check out daily attractions like the Human Cannonball, Master of Chainsaw Brian Ruth, and over 10 others thanks to our elite sponsor, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Forsyth. For more information, check out our Cumming Fairground podcast or online at cummingcountryfair.com/fair. It's the 2022 Cumming Country Fair, October 6th through 16th. Be there.
A teen was found fatally shot at a subdivision basketball court in unincorporated Lawrenceville on Sunday afternoon. On Monday, police identified the victim as Timothy Buchanan of Lawrenceville. At about 4 p.m. Sunday, officers arrived at the scene of Mary Ray Court and discovered the body of the 17-year-old who police say died from an apparent gunshot wound. Gwinnett police are investigating the death as a homicide. A Decula family was displaced from its home after a fire Saturday night that started on the front porch. Gwinnett County firefighters responded at 8:14 p.m. Saturday to a neighbor's report of a house on fire in the 100 block of River Pass Court Northeast in Decula. On arrival, crews found the front porch of a two-story home well involved. Firefighters immediately deployed a hose line to the front of the home to knock down the flames. With the bulk of the fire knocked down, crews began checking the home's interior for extension and located fire above the garage and in the attic. The home sustained fire damage to the front porch and attic areas with moderate smoke and water damage throughout the remainder of the home. One adult occupant was treated for smoke inhalation and transported to a local hospital in stable condition. No other injuries were reported.
I painted my face.
You painted your face?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, support the team.
In a nationally televised football game on ESPN, it was Buford's defense that showed out, compiling six sacks as the number one ranked Wolves beat Collins Hill 23-3 in a matchup of last year's state champions from Georgia's two highest classifications. The Wolves got 125 yards on 17 carries by Alabama recruit Justice Haynes, but struggled to move the ball through the air with the exception of two pass plays in the second half. Buford moved the ball early thanks in part to Haynes. On the first drive of the game, Haynes rushed six times for 61 yards, including a touchdown run of 5 yards to give the Wolves a 7-0 lead with 8:40 to go in the first quarter. Buford did the same things, rolling late in the third quarter as backup quarterback Tristan Gabriels completed passes of 8 and 32 yards to Sam Harkness and Tyshawn Weil. Three plays later, Gabriel rushed it in from the one to give the Wolves a 17-3 lead late in the third. Buford went on to add one more score early in the fourth, using a 49-yard completion on a wide receiver screen to K.J. Bolden to set the Wolves up inside the red zone. Two plays later, Haynes rushed it in from the 10 to give the Wolves their final points of the evening and a 23-3 lead.
Huddle up, everyone. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy from Peggy Slappy Properties. Just like every good quarterback needs an offensive line, every home buyer and every home seller needs a good professional realtor on their side to keep them from getting sacked. Our trusted team of PSP realtors has been helping Gwinnesians buy and sell homes for over 40 years, and we'd love to help you call the winning play. Come by our office today or see us online at PSPOnline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Finding the perfect house isn't easy. Don't make finding the perfect home loan a headache, too. From conventional to jumbo and fixed rate to adjustable, Capital City Home Loans has just the right program for your needs. Learn more online at cchl.com. Call 855-845-2433 or visit one of the mortgage consultants that's right here in your backyard. Capital City Home Loans. Client-focused, community-driven.
In MLS number 75615, an equal housing lender.
In 27 years as a high school football coach, Josh Lovelady has never been on the field for halftime festivities. That changed Thursday as the Mill Creek head coach and his family shared a memorable evening. Lovelady escorted his freshman daughter, Reese, as part of the Hawks' homecoming court, while his football players were in the locker room with a 30-0 lead over visiting Central Gwinnett. To top it off, Reese was voted freshman princess, receiving her crown from Mill Creek principal Jason Lane. What transpired at halftime and after the game showed her how well Reese, a Down syndrome student in the special needs program, has adjusted to one of Georgia's biggest high schools, as well as how much love her fellow students and the Hawks football players have for her. After number 3-ranked Mill Creek finished up a 58-7 victory, the football players immediately got together and called for Reese to join them for a photo. The coach said Reese, who's active in track and field, soccer, and swimming with Special Olympics and hopes to attend Clemson University's Clemson Life program for special needs students, thoroughly enjoyed the homecoming experience. She also loves being a high schooler at Mill Creek, where she spent countless hours through her childhood given her father's profession. Lawyers for six states and local civil and voting rights groups are calling on Gwinnett County's Elections Board to stop hearing voter registration challenges until after this year's general election and change how it handles challenges because they claim the board is violating a federal voter registration law. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under Law sent a letter to the Elections Board and the Georgia Secretary of State's office on Thursday on behalf of the Georgia State Conference of the NAACP, Gwinnett County Branch of the NAACP, Galeo Latino Community Development Fund, Inc., Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda, League of Women Voters of Georgia, and Common Cause. One is that they assert National Voter Registration Act of 1993 prohibited an elections board from hearing voter registration challenges within 90 days of a federal election. The other is that they assert the county's elections board has sustained some voter registration challenges without adhering to requirements laid out in the same federal law. And now community reporter Matt Golden learns more about the folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Georgia.
And today we're here with Brian Robbins from Pella Windows and Doors of Georgia, and we're going to learn a little bit more about how the right windows and doors can save you big money, both in the summer and as we approach the winter.
So the history that I have is I started as a hand spray painter back in 1997, working in the plant in Pella, Iowa, did that and spent other different roles within the plant, over about a 6-year period, and then got the opportunity to go work on the sales side at the corporate office and just kind of continue to work my way through since 1997 to, you know, get to be in another Pella branch up in Minneapolis. And then through doing some things there, earned the opportunity to get into an opportunity to own a Pella branch of my own, and then came down to Georgia in October 2019 and purchased the local distribution for Georgia. So that's that little bit of the background on who I am anyway.
So you really kind of worked your way from the bottom to the top, basically.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is not, you know, it happens with Pella quite often where people move into roles, but to go, you know, I think it's pretty unique to go from, you know, working in the factory spray painting the aluminum exterior of our product to being, you know, at the end where you're owning the business that's distributing it for Pella. It's been a pretty fun ride over 25 years.
Absolutely. I mean, that you probably know the product better than anybody at that point.
Yeah. And that's been the cool part for me is, you know, and seeing a lot, Pella is a very innovative company. So to see where things were, you know, over the years from where we started to where we are today, and, you know, and the amount of product offering we brought on from just being kind of a wood clad window and door product to now we have a couple lines of vinyl windows. We have a fiberglass product. I mean, we really expanded, and Pella's, you know, bought some other businesses and along that path as well. I mean, it's been really neat to see how the business has grown.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, for me, obviously we all have windows and doors on our home, but it's not something I necessarily think that much about. But, you know, talk a little bit about what difference the right window fitting, the right doors, all of that can really make in your home.
Yeah, it's a great question. So as you think about, you know, I came from the Midwest, and where you've got those really cold winters, and, you know, energy efficiency in the Midwest is a little different conversation than it is in the South. But it still matters. We it's a different type. It still gets cold here in the winter, and you still got to, you know, your heater and your HVAC is still going to heat up your house. And so it matters the quality of the window you have in here. The other part of it is really the summers. It gets so hot. And especially if you have a south facing home and you've got that heat blaring in your house all day long, the type of window you put in, you know, whether, you know, how it stops the heat from getting in the house. And it's not just the sun and the UV rays that can take away the color of the furniture and paintings and those types of things that matters, but it's really that radiant heat that can come through the windows. So we have a lot of different options with triple pane glass and, you know, even blinds between the glass to help stop the heat from coming in to begin with. I mean, there's a lot of variables that can matter, but it's picking that. And that's, so we have a really good sales team. So we have specific sales consultants that work in each part of our business, in home, coming to meet with the homeowner. We have trade professional reps that go work with builders, contractors, architects. We have commercial sales reps that work on commercial sides of things. So it's we really focus hard on making sure we have professionals that can help the specific project or customer that are needing our assistance. And we only do windows and doors. So it really helps, you know, us hone in on what matters for the customer.
And one thing I noticed when I was putting this together is that y'all talk a lot about how it can help with heating and cooling bills.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're, and that's the energy efficiency part. So when you think about it, and there's a lot of things that are energy efficiency impacted. A lot of people think, you know, that U value is a really big term in windows and doors, like R value is for walls for insulation. So the U value, the lower that is, the better. And we have very good U values on a lot of our product, but we talk a lot about the installation, you know, how it's installed matters, because if it's not installed, you can have a great window or door, but if it's not installed properly, there can be air coming around that. And you may never even know that's what the issue is. But you could have an air issue coming around the windows. If it's not installed properly, it could be a little out of square, and that can cause, you know, an air gap. And there's a lot of things that affect the efficiency from that perspective, and just making sure you understand that. But it's also, you know, it's picking the right product for the solution, you know, that people are looking for too, because it's, like I just said, you may not always, if your home's in an area where you don't have a lot of sun, it's shady, you know, it's trying to make sure you're picking the right product. And our team's really good about, you know, having a conversation with the customer and making sure that hearing what they're saying and taking notes and then talking through, like, okay, here's what we have this option, you know, and everything, you know, that we talk about is making sure they are clear on the cost impacts of what they choose, as well as the you know, the efficiency gains that they're going to get, and then how that helps them from an energy cost.
And I know I used to live up in I lived in Midtown Atlanta, and I was on the 19th floor. And whenever we had storms, I would get this awful whistle around my windows. Would that probably be something that was probably just not installed right?
Yeah, that it definitely could have been some of that. And I'm not, you know, I want to make sure I'm not picking on installers, because, you know, we install our product too. So it's not, I'm not trying to say it's all their fault. That's not what I'm saying here, because it's a teamwork thing. We all have to work together to make sure, because we train our guys and gals to make sure they understand how it needs to be done, so that it you know, per manufacturer's instructions and all that kind of stuff. So it could have been some of that. Sometimes too, it's little things. So we have, what I didn't talk about is our service part of our business. So we also have our own service team, inside support people. We have our technicians that go out. So it's all Pella people that go out and do that. So those people that are trained by us and work with us, that, you know, so your situation, it could be, you know, some weather stripping that's not where it needs to be, a lock that's not, you know, quite tightened where it needs to be. There's a lot of moving parts that could be the issue. So when something like that happens for Pella, you would just make that phone call and say, I'm hearing this, you know, can you help me? You know, and we would get a technician out there to, you know, to help, you know, diagnose that situation. And they're really good at, you know, at finding those issues and getting it taken care of, if it was a Pella problem.
Beyond our Earth, astronauts are unraveling the mysteries of space. Train with the astronauts in a huge hidden swimming pool in Houston. Live underwater in Aquarius. And venture onto the sea floor to test equipment that might someday be used to explore an asteroid. Astronaut, ocean to orbit.
Coming this October to Fernbank Museum. From the water that flows from your tap to the roads you drive on your way to work, Gwinnett County government provides high-quality services to residents every day. Our residents, businesses, schools, local governments, and nonprofits have a long tradition of working together to make Gwinnett the best place to live, work, play, and raise a family. Together, we'll ensure that Gwinnett is a place where everyone thrives. Learn more about county services at GwinnettCounty.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GwinnettGov. Follow a recipe for success and join the Cafe Gwinnett team. With Gwinnett County Public Schools serving in the school cafeteria. Highly competitive pay, hourly rates start at $14 and go up to $19.52 per hour. Enjoy the fruits of part-time work while receiving full-time benefits for you and your family. Work just 4 to 5 hours each school day. Get great health benefits and dental coverage for you and your family with a generous employer contribution. Fully paid training with no experience required and a work schedule that fits your busy life. You'll never have to work evenings, weekends, or any during the summer. If Cafe Gwinnett is the place for you, apply today at gcpsjobs.org/Cafe Gwinnett.
Pella Windows and Doors of Georgia is your home for premium windows and doors. No matter what your needs are, Pella will be there to help. Our custom, specialty, and special shape windows will fit whatever your home's design is. Our windows and doors will not only improve the aesthetics of your house, our energy-efficient products can help lower your heating and air bills. With a variety of materials to choose from, you're bound to find the windows or doors that add that perfect finishing touch to your home. Our team of professionals are knowledgeable, courteous, and ready to help today. Head to PellaBranch.com to request a consultation today or call 678-638-1429. Pella Windows and Doors of Georgia. Inspired design. Exquisite detail.
Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. All rights reserved.